We continue with the On Deck Show here from Granger Stadium in Kinston. Please be joined now by the manager, Colin Woody. Colin, go back to Sunday. You guys picked up your first win of the season. It seemed like a lot went right for you guys in that game. And to get that first victory, how did it feel to finally get that W?
Yeah, I mean, definitely got the monkey off our back a little bit. But at the end of the day, I mean, we've been putting in good work, you know, before the game. And it was good to see sort of some of that work show up on Sunday. We played a really, really clean game. So that it was fun to see, you know, a good, clean baseball game. And obviously to come out on top definitely takes the pressure off of us a little bit. So it was nice.
Now, we've had the conversation that you've had to remind these guys that it is a long season. There's 132 games, and this little sliver here doesn't define who you are or what this team is. And it feels like now that they got that first win, they can relax a little bit, it seems like.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I felt like as we were getting into the games a little bit, they were trying so hard to get a win that they were pressing a little bit too much and not allowing sort of them to just be themselves on the field. So yeah, hopefully now that I guess we got through that little tough stretch that you know, they don't feel that same pressure. I mean, it's gonna, you know, happen again at some point during the season where we, you know, lose a few in a row, and just hopefully that experience, getting those sort of out of the way at the beginning of the season and figuring out how to sort of work through it, hopefully that gives them the experience they need that, you know, when inevitably in a long baseball season you go on another tough stretch, like, they, you know, can figure out how to get out of it a little bit.
And you touched on it going back to Sunday. It was a very clean game for you guys. You pitched very well. Michael Freck gave you 5 no-hit innings. Raleigh Cooper was excellent after that. You guys capitalized on some Red Sox errors, and you didn't commit any errors defensively. So to see that kind of complete performance after what may have been a long week, considering you didn't have any wins before then, but to finish it off with that kind of game right there, how did that feel?
It was nice. Yeah, I mean, it obviously always helps when your starter goes 5 no-hit innings. And then Cooper coming out of the pen for us was, you know, almost just as great. He gave up, I think, 1 hit or something along those lines, and ended up having to pitch through a little bit of adversity, but it was almost, you know, better to see him do that, and cool to see him do that, because we got to see sort of some of that composure that he obviously has, and you know, some energy coming off the mound after that big third out. Was really cool to see, and I think helped, you know, just provide energy to the team. Definitely great. Makes it a little easier when your pitching is rocking and rolling like that. And then obviously when defensively they do get those soft hit balls that we're actually executing the plays. Good to see. Really fun to see us put the pressure on them on the bases. You know, obviously with our bats first, but then when we're on base, we're putting the pressure on them. I think we stole 6 bases. You know, took advantage of a couple of opportunities to take extra bases and put the pressure on the defense. It was really great to see how they played, and we hope to continue that kind of play going forward into this week and the rest of the season.
I'm glad you touched on the stolen bases there, because you guys did steal 6. You didn't get caught on Sunday, and you've had a really good run towards the end of the week stealing bases and doing it effectively. Early in the first few games, you guys were getting picked off probably more than you would have liked, had some caught stealings out there as well. But to see your guys maybe get better on the base paths, how important is it to maybe factor that into the offense to score runs and to be able to have your guys effectively steal bases?
Yeah, I mean, we talk about this idea of a total offense where you got guys making good swing decisions, which is going to increase their on-base percentage, and they make good swing decisions, so they get into hitters counts, which will help them increase their slugging percentage. And then when they get on the bases, they apply pressure, which, you know, makes the pitcher think about them a little bit more, which is going to make the pitcher maybe pick around a little bit, not want to throw as many pitches over the middle of the plate, trying to pick around. I mean, just this idea of, like, when we're on the bases, it's part of offense. It's not our at-bats over, but we're still on offense and trying to just maintain that pressure on the defense and on the pitcher. That's definitely an emphasis for us. And I think touching back to, like, the first couple games, like, obviously we made some mistakes on the bases, but that's sort of part of our process here, is, like, allowing guys the opportunities to be on the bases and make those mistakes so that we can then learn from them. And, you know, we're going to continue to have games where we are, you know, 6 for 6 and trying to steal bases. And we're probably going to have some games where we do make some mistakes out there. And we just understand that that's part of our process. We want them to have the freedom to make those mistakes so that we can then learn from them and have those games where we where we do go six for six stolen bases.
We're talking with Trowbridge manager Colin Woody. Two more things for you, Colin. One player offensively I wanted to touch on. Aaron Estrada has done, it seems like, a really good job for you playing multiple spots defensively. He's looked very good as an outfielder for a guy who's a natural infielder, and it seems like he's been quietly going about his business offensively as well. Can you speak to really what he brings to this team, especially with his versatility factor?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely important to have a guy, like you said, with versatility. I mean, you see that on our major league roster. Most of our infielders can play multiple infield positions and even some outfield. Definitely helps the major league team for us to develop guys at the minor league level that can play multiple positions. It's going to obviously not only help the team be able to plug and play guys, but it also helps players in their career to be able to do that. It's going to help them move up faster, help them get in lineups more often. You know, players that don't have to just be platoon players, and Estrada obviously helps that he's a switch hitter as well, so he's never going left on left or right on right. Sort of an interesting player, has, you know, really shown the ability to play multiple positions, which is really cool to see, continuing to push him to play in those positions, and you know, see how he handles, you know, playing shortstop, playing second, playing third, playing left field. And hope we can sort of develop one of those players that can sort of, you put him anywhere out on the field and he can execute.
And then finally, Nestor Germán gets the start for you guys here in the series opener. Looked very good in his first start across three innings last week against Salem. What are you looking for him today to get that winning streak to two games?
Really just to go out there and be himself. I mean, guy is a dog when he's on the mound, and excited to sort of see him go out there and just be himself. I mean, watching him throw, whether it's you know, in an indoor facility throwing to live hitters on a rainy Thursday, or it's in the bullpen, or it's, you know, on the field, he sort of enters his zone where he just becomes an absolute dog out there, and I just want to kind of see him go be him. And I think that if he does that, he's going to execute pitches well, and that's all we can really ask for.
Colin, really appreciate the time. Best of luck tonight.
Thank you.
Colin Woody, the manager of the Delmarva Shorebirds. We're back with starting lineups after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.